We lunched upstairs at Bottin's. It is one of the best restaurants in the world. We had roast young suckling pig and drank Rioja Alta. Brett did not eat much. She never ate much. I ate a very big meal and drank 3 bottles of Rioja Alta. "How do you feel, Jake?" Brett asked. "My God, what a meal you've eaten." "I feel fine. Do you want a dessert?"
"Lord, no."
Brett was smoking.
"You like to eat, don't you?"
she said. "Yes," I said, "I like to do a lot of things."
"What do you like to do?"
"Oh," I said, "I like to do a lot of things. Don't you want a dessert?"
"You asked me that once," Brett said.
"Yes," I said, "so I did. Let's have another bottle of Rioja Alta."
"It's very good."
"You haven't drunk much of it," I said.
"I have. You haven't seen."
"Let's get 2 bottles," I said. The bottles came. I poured a little in my glass, then a glass for Brett, then filled my glass. We touched glasses.
"Bongo," Brett said.
I drank my glass and poured out another. Brett put her hand on my arm.
"Don't get drunk, Jake," she said. "You don't have to."
"How do you know?"
"Don't," she said. "You'll be all right."
"I'm not getting drunk," I said. "I'm just drinking a little wine. I like to drink wine."
"Don't get drunk," she said. "Jake, don't get drunk."
"Want to go for a ride?" I said. "Want to ride through the town?"
"Right," Brett said. "I haven't seen Madrid. I should see Madrid."
"I'll finish this," I said. Downstairs, we came out through the first floor dining room to the street. A waiter went for a taxi. It was hot and bright. Up the street was a little square with trees and grass where there were taxis parked. A taxi came up the street, the waiter hanging out at the side. I tipped him and told the driver where to drive and got in beside Brett. The driver started up the street. I settled back. Brett moved close to me. We sat close, against each other. I put my arm around her, and she rested against me comfortably. It was very hot and bright, and the houses looked sharply white. We turned out onto the Gran Via.
"Oh, Jake," Brett said, "we could have had such a damn good time together."
Ahead was a mounted policeman in khaki directing traffic. He raised his baton. The car slowed suddenly, pressing Brett against me. "Yes," I said. "Isn't it pretty to think so?"
The Sun Also Rises was written by Ernest Hemingway and read by William Hurt. It was recorded by Michael Cooper at Michael Cooper Recording in Sisters, Oregon. Editing and post-production by Steven Strassman. Terry Hogan was the mix engineer. The associate producer was Amory Klimchak. The Sun Also Rises was produced and directed by Elisa Shokoff. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Look for The Old Man and the Sea, read by Donald Sutherland, and For Whom the Bell Tolls, read by Campbell Scott, and other Ernest Hemingway audiobooks from Simon & Schuster Audio.